Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
I love this psalm, Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. I got a really personal question I want to ask you. And I know they're all kind of personality traits. Some of us cry easier than others. I'm a crier. I admit it. It used to bug me, but I'm glad I can. Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Here's my question for you today. How long has it been since you cried over somebody who doesn't know Christ? What that's saying to me is getting emotionally involved enough in the presence of the Lord to let the Lord know that my heart is broken over that individual. I want to see that person come to faith in Christ. We used to have a phrase when I was a kid. I'd hear older people talking about grabbing hold of the horns of the altar. I cherish memories of people going to the altar in my dad's church when I was a kid, holding onto that altar and praying. We used to hear them talk about praying through. What did that mean? They prayed until they felt God had answered their prayer, that God gave them a peace that their prayer was going to be answered. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I want to challenge you to work on your prayer life in that light, that you get emotionally involved enough to let the Lord know that you're concerned enough to cry over somebody. I want you to think about that today, and hope you have a great day and represent Him well wherever you go.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.